Hello and welcome to this live class on aligning your inner and outer purpose. I'm so delighted to be talking to you. I'm Katrina Horn and I'm your host. I'm going to walk you through my take on the inner and the outer purpose. So I don't know how you came to be here. Maybe I already know you. I can see some of you I already know. So thank you for being here. Maybe I don't know you at all and you don't know me. In that case, I'm delighted to be getting to know you a bit better. Maybe you want to know some things about me and why I should be talking about purpose and all that. But as I think there are lots of people here who already know a lot about my story, I don't really want to be taking up our time and boring you with that. So can I just suggest that you, if you need to find out who I am, that you just shoot me an email when we get offline and I'll tell you everything that I can about myself. So I'm deeply into purpose. I'm deeply into self-love. I'm deeply into living consciously because these were all things that I had to struggle with myself in my life. And as we go through this live class, I'll be talking a bit about myself, but I don't want to make this about me. It's about you. But I'm just using my own life, my own experiences as examples. So this is an interactive live class. If you're not listening to the replay, if you're here now today live, you can, if you're listening via your phone, you can press star 2 if you want to ask a question or make a comment, and both are very welcome. So you press star 2 to speak. Then I will unmute your line and you can speak to all of us. Or if you're listening via your computer or any other electronic device, you will have to type in your question in the Q&A box. And I will be looking at that as we go along. So don't wait till the end to ask your question because I might see it before and it might tie in really well with what I'm saying. So please don't wait till the end. At the end of this live class, I'm going to offer you some free sessions. And last time I offered free sessions, I did get a bit overwhelmed by the response. So now I'm asking you to fill in a little form. It's only 6 questions that you can fill in. There's already a button you can click on if you're watching on your computer that will take you to that form that you fill in. I will then get the form sent to me, and I can see that way whether I can help you or not. So I will give you an answer whether you've got a free session or not. You will hear from me if you put in your email address. So please don't forget to put in that email address. If you don't, well, there's no way I can really get in touch with you unless I already know you quite well and I've already got your email address. So during the session, feel free to ask questions or make comments. Also, you can contact me via Messenger, or after this session, you can contact me via email. You can just reply to the emails that have been going out to announce this live class. So without further ado, I just feel like jumping into it. And if you're watching the slides, well, you can see that I'm going to talk first about your inner purpose. And it's a bit about mindset, because in this idea of aligning our inner purpose with our outer purpose, I am connecting it to what we're thinking, what we're being, and what we're bringing out in the world. So if you're not quite clear on what your purpose is, and I presume that that could be why you're here, but maybe you're clear too, but then you can just sort of check in whether this is perhaps all the way you want it to be. Because my first question to you is going to be, what are your values? Have you ever thought about that? What are the values that you want to align with in your life? Because in order to be happy, you need to have some values in place in your life so that it gives meaning to what you do. And your values have to be expressed in your life. Because imagine you have got some values. Let me just take myself as an example. My values are, my first four values are freedom, grace, connection, and community. So all these things have to be totally present in what I do every day. That way, I'm happy. I get to feel this joy and happiness in all moments of the day because I make sure that these values are represented. And if you come from the Purpose Tracker, I'm sure you've been watching my videos on my story and how I used to be a full-time musician. And my values were the same. It was the freedom, the grace, the connection, and the community that I was manifesting as values in my life. And I could totally fit that into my life as a musician. So in all the things I've done in my life, I've made sure to have these values present, which has been a constant source of happiness. And in fact, I think that my purpose is to bring more happiness into our lives. So this is something I can do in many ways now. I'm a life coach, so obviously I help my clients bring that into their lives, focusing on getting more happiness, joy, and fulfillment into our lives. But before being a musician, actually, I was doing just the same because via my concerts, my shows, I was bringing in happiness and enjoyment into people's lives. So this is not to say that I've got everything sorted and you haven't, right? It's just I've been working on this for many years. So I want to share what I've learned with you. So maybe you haven't ever thought about what your values could be. And there are so many, I can't begin to just say them, but I have got a values exercise that I can send to you. It's like an exercise that takes you through all the steps to determine your values and how you can bring them out in your life. So if you want that exercise, you just have to send me an email asking me to send it on to you. It's a PDF. So you can print it out and work on it on your own if you want. And obviously, you can always get back to me with your answers or your questions, or if you get stuck, I'd be very happy to help you along with that. But just now, have a little think about what could your values be? Maybe there are accomplishment, activeness, affection. I'm starting with the A's. Maybe you've got approval as a value, audacity, beauty. Beauty is my number five value, so I'm really attached to that. Maybe your values are benevolence, calmness, care. Maybe you've got celebrity high on your values list, cheerfulness, clarity, comfort. What could it be? Think about some of all the values that you can think of. Maybe it's daring. Maybe it's determination, discipline, duty, elegance, excellence. What could it be? Fearlessness. I'm just sort of mentioning some of them, but there are so many that are possible. So don't get bogged down by what I'm saying. Just think about what your values could be. And then next, after that, could you think about how these values are present in your life? Are they expressed? I just talked about mine. Freedom. Yes, I'm living freedom because as an online coach, I also work face-to-face, but in my online business, I'm totally free because I can make up my own timetable. I don't have to be in a particular place. As long as I've got a telephone with me and perhaps an internet connection, then I'm ready to go. So that gives me a big sense of freedom. But I found out recently, because I work a lot on labels, the labels that we take on in life, I found out actually that this freedom was really something I enjoyed in not being obliged to adhere to my labels, so that I didn't have to live up to my labels. I didn't have to be this or that. I could just be myself. So I feel I've got the freedom to be myself, and that is something I enjoy every day, because I no longer have to live up to these labels and expectations that are surrounding us. I'm sure you can recognize some of those labels that we take on, like the perfect mother, the good co-worker, the very conscientious person, the person you can count on. All these things, even if they're positive, we take them on. But let me not go into that here, because that's not what I'm going to talk about. But that was my freedom, and it only recently dawned on me that this freedom is really not only about physical freedom, being free to organize my own time. It's also being free from people's expectations and my own expectations. So once you have had a little look at how your values are present in your life, I didn't go on with mine as an example. I said freedom, grace. Grace is present to me in my self-love. But this is not a live class on self-love, so I won't go into that. My other values were connection and community, and this is something I do in my work too. Maybe you know me from Facebook, from our Choosing Happiness Facebook group, so you know that I'm all about creating community and making connections. So these values are present in my life, and they are also present in my purpose. Is that your case? So if you're not sure what your purpose is right now, just bear in mind that for your purpose to be a source of happiness and for your purpose to feel fulfilling, these values that are really central to you need to be present. If they are absent, you will find that pursuing your purpose, that it will be more of a struggle, really, than this sense that we can have of flow. So if you're not sure what your purpose is just yet, put these values on hold and see, once you get a bit clearer on that, if they are present. So this is something I can help you with in our free session. So if you get stuck on that, you just request the free session, and I'm sure we can go into that together. But let's move on to your soul's desire, because that is all about your inner purpose, and your inner purpose is about being. Your outer purpose is about doing, and we're getting into that. But to start off with, can I just tell you that your soul's desires is what is trying to be expressed in your inner purpose, or the other way around, whatever way you want to have a look at it. So I was just checking for questions, but I can't see any just yet. So your soul desires, your purpose has also to be an expression of your soul's desires. So in my case, for instance, let me tell you the story now. Because before becoming a coach, I was thinking about starting a restaurant. A restaurant where people could meet, they could meet up, but they could also come on their own, because there would be such a nice atmosphere that they could all chill out and be comfortable. The food would be healthy food, good tasting food, right? Not just any food. It would be healthy food. It would be local food. It would be food that would respect people's bodies. So that was really the mission I was on. But you know what happened to me? Every time I tried to buy a restaurant, to begin my work as a restaurant owner, things didn't really gel. They didn't happen. And twice the sales went through, didn't go through. Actually, they were broken off through I don't know, different reasons. But the first time I thought, oh wow, that was a shame. I didn't get that beautiful restaurant. I really wanted that, but never mind. I'll just find another one, which I did. But then that fell through too. So I just started thinking, well, this restaurant business isn't for me. It can't be for me because it's not working out. And if you go back to my values, that were freedom, grace, connection, and community, well, you could see how restaurant could be community and connection. Maybe not so much grace, though it could be. But the freedom part was something. The freedom part was not, well, I thought it was present because I thought I could be sort of supervising things. I was the owner of the restaurant, so I could sort of be there for my personnel. I could chat to customers and everything. And in between, I could be doing lots of other things. But I think that was a bit unrealistic of me. So I think that all these sales fell through because I wouldn't have been able to live all my values. And I think that ultimately, I wouldn't have loved it. I wouldn't have enjoyed it. And just to make you see this a bit clearer, because at the same time, I was looking for something, you know, to take on as work. This restaurant wasn't really working out. But at the same time, lots of things happened by what I thought was accident. But really, they all came together in one sense. And that was to make of me a coach. I had some speaking engagements, and all this led to people asking me for coaching to start their businesses with their creativity. So I became a coach because everything I did in that direction, doors opened for me. So that was really easy. I was in flow. And I was being totally myself. So when, I think Bonnie had a question. Let me just pause for a minute. Yeah. Lovely. Loyalty and honesty. Inner peace, says Bonnie. Wow. I love that. Inner peace is definitely something that most people would be after. Loyalty and honesty. Yeah. I think those are great values. And I'm sure they are present every day in your life. Right. But I was going to talk next about your soul's desires. Because for you to get clear on your purpose, it's more useful to first be clear on your inner purpose. So what is your inner purpose? What does your soul desire? Is it to pursue your studies? To love your body? To have a busy social life? To connect with close friends and family? To find your soulmate? Position yourself in your field as an expert? Or have a lot of free time, have fun and laughter, create an abundant life. Do you see, this is not very specific. Your soul's desire cannot be to become a lawyer. Your soul's desire cannot be to teach English. This is too specific. Do you see what I mean? These are sort of on the outer side of your purpose. They're not on the inner side. You first have to dig deep and find out what it really is that your soul is craving for. And I'm sure you can find loads of things. And it's fine if you've got loads of things, but maybe you want to narrow them down to just four or five. so that that can help you gain clarity on what direction you want to take. But this first step, apart from your sorting out your values, is to find out what your soul is really crying out for. What is it that brings satisfaction and happiness to your life now? What is it you would like more of? So have a think about it. My examples are just examples. So there's nothing definite about that. It could be anything. It could be something silly, but that to you is really, really, really important. I was looking for a more interesting word, but let's just take important. For instance, I think I'm considering a lot in my life. I want some more frivolity. That is, what I mean by that is I want to do more things that serve no purpose. There's no purpose to it. And that sounds a bit silly because I'm talking about having a purpose. But what I would like to have more of in my life is are moments where I'm not working towards something, where I'm just having fun, where what I'm doing is totally frivolous and there's no aim to it. There is no purpose to it. So that could be something that you want to incorporate in your life, and frivolity can be part of your purpose if you want it to be. Only once you have got clarity on what your soul's desires are, you mustn't get stuck on how you're going to bring this about. Because if you get stuck on the how, it sends in this stuck energy. So you don't want to get into this stuck energy of working out the hows. And if you've been doing the purpose tracker, I set you an exercise, if you remember, where you had to think about the what and the why. What is it that you want to attract into your life and why? What is it you want to manifest and why? And never did I talk about the how. Because we get a bit stuck on the house. We get a bit hung up on the house. And the house prevents us from seeing all the possibilities. So when you get stuck on the house, how am I going to make this happen? You limit your possibilities. Because you can't think of everything, can you? Take my example from before. I talked about myself becoming a coach because I had a few speaking engagements where I talked about creativity. Now, I could never have imagined that I would become a coach because of that. Because if I had sat down and said, right, Katrina, let's become a coach, I wouldn't have said, well, let me just go and talk to a lot of people about creativity, would I? I would never have thought of that. So I just opened the doors wide and I let in lots of possibilities happen. So what I would like for you is to keep an open mind so that you can invite in possibilities. Anything is possible. You don't have to have already imagined it for it to be possible. And maybe you've already worked a lot on yourself and you are into vision boards. Maybe you're into making positive statements and affirmations. And I'm a bit skeptical about that because I find that in lots of cases they actually limit us, because we can only imagine so much, can't we? We can't imagine as much as the universe can imagine, can we? we can only imagine a very limited amount of things. We can't imagine what is possible. So when we get stuck in this wanting to be able to determine everything, then it's not really very helpful for us to get the bigger picture. What we really want to get clear on instead are the feelings. What are the feelings that we want to have? What are the feelings we want to feel? And once we define those feelings, well, then we can get into starting feeling them. So if you want more happiness, if you want more joy in your life, if you want to feel abundant, you want to feel free, well, you can start feeling that straight away, can't you? That way, you'll be inviting in more of it. So if you can get clear on what the feelings that are that you want to invite into your life and your purpose, well, that is so much more helpful than getting stuck on how am I going to achieve this? So try and define the feelings before getting stuck on a lot of hows, right? So any more questions? No. Lovely. Okay, so let me just move on quickly because I don't want to take up too much of your time. You need to get a bit excited about it. And it's difficult to get excited about, perhaps, are the feelings. So this is when, if you want to raise your vibration, really, to start getting excited about some of the things you want to include in your purpose, some of your goals, well, you can make a list of things that you get excited about on your outer purpose. And in your outer purpose, you could have something like buying a house, connecting with people. You can get excited perhaps about booking your dream holiday. Imagine, I mean, who wouldn't be excited about that? So these are the things you can start feeling into if you want to raise your vibration and get things going. So this is all about being. It's about being excited about the possibilities. So maybe you can get excited about being able to help your family or get excited about saving up for your next adventure or starting a business, getting a new job. Try and find things that would excite you about your soul's desires, where that would lead you, and what perhaps on the outer you could see the benefits from. So talking about the outer purpose, what I mean by outer purpose are the action steps that you need to take. So it's about being, as I said in the beginning, and it's about doing. I think perhaps you could just be till your purpose comes along, but most of us need some confirmation. Most of us need some support for our feelings. Most of us need some support for being. And the best support for that, according to me, is to take action steps. So once you've felt in to all your possibilities, make a list of them. I know I said that you can't imagine all your possibilities, but imagine those that you can and write them down. What would the possibilities be on an outer level? Now, depending on what you want and where you are at, take stock of what you've already got. What have you got that you can start building on? And I'd like to go to Mike Dooley. Perhaps you know Mike Dooley. His latest book is called Playing the Matrix. And he's talking a lot about his own journey towards his purpose. And maybe you know Mike Dooley through his Notes from the Universe. And he talks about how all this started because he used to sell T-shirts. So there's nothing very spiritual about selling T-shirts, are there? Although they did have quotes on them. But he stopped selling t-shirts and he was wondering for a long time what he could take on next. He didn't fancy going back to accounting because he was a certified accountant, I think. And he didn't fancy selling any more t-shirts. So he thought, well, what can I do? And he thought, what have I got? So he thought, I've got my training as an accountant, so I could just brush up on my CV, make that look really good, and start applying for accounting jobs. And so he did. He brushed up his CV, sent it out, and he never got any replies. Imagine. So this is where he could have been really disappointed. Had he thought, this is my only possibility. My only possibility is to get back to my job as an accountant. But it wasn't working out for him. So Mike Dooley, being Mike Dooley, he didn't let that stop him. And I don't think this has to stop you. It's just like my restaurant that I couldn't buy. It's just like all my sales falling through. That was just a very clear sign that this was not really the door I should be knocking at. I should be knocking at a different door to open up to possibilities. And that is what Mike Dooley did. He thought, well, I haven't got anything left of my business except this list of 2,000 people who have ordered t-shirts. And when I say a list, he has an email list, so he could email them. So he started emailing them with these quotes that he called notes from the universe. And people really liked that. So he got answers back saying, oh, thank you very much. We're really enjoying this. And so that encouraged him. So he went on doing that. But obviously, he was not really making a living out of that because just sitting at home, making up quotes and sending them out to people doesn't really allow for making much money. So he thought, well, how can I turn this into something that I can make money with? And he thought, well, I must sell something via these emails. What can I sell? And he had been doing a few speaking engagements. And if you read the book Playing the Matrix, it's quite funny the way he talked about his first speaking gigs because he wasn't confident at all. It wasn't really working out for him that well. But he persisted, and I'm going to talk about that a bit later. So he thought, well, I could sell all these people who are reading my emails from the universe. I could sell them some audios about how to whatever have more happiness in your life or something. I could sell them some audio downloads over the net, which is then what he did. So he started selling these audios, and he actually sold them before having made them. So he also tells the story of how he had to then go and make the audios, get them out to people. And he was quite successful doing that. And through that, he got asked to more speaking engagements. And what do you know, one day he got contacted by the people who made the film The Secret. And so he appeared in that. And then he got invited to lots of other things. And obviously he got a publisher for his book and all those things where before he hadn't been able to find a publisher. And this is just to tell you that had he sat down at the beginning to think about, oh, wow, I want to publish my book. This is what I want. And sent out a lot of book proposals. Well, he did that actually, and they all came back with a negative. So had he just said, okay, well, I can't live my purpose because nobody wants my book, well, then he wouldn't have been open to having those speaking engagements. He wouldn't have had the idea, really, of making an audio to sell. So do you see how all this being too definite on what it is you actually want to create can actually be more of a blockage than a help. So that's why I'm suggesting and I'm encouraging you not to be too definite on this, right? Just stay open to the possibilities. And however, to bring these possibilities into life, You need to make them manifest in real life, don't you? You can't just sit at home and think of them. So I would like for you to make a list of all the possibilities that there are. And for Mike Dooley, in the example I've just been talking about, his possibilities were going back to accounting, using his email list, finding something entirely new to do, and I don't know what other possibilities he had, but I'm sure he made up a very great list of everything that was possible. And then once you've got a list of all your assets, I would call them, everything you can do, and I'll talk a bit more about that later if I find the time, you have to choose just one of the possibilities. It doesn't mean that you're not going to pursue the other ones, but let's just concentrate on one of them to start off with. So choose one possibility and then define something you can do today. And obviously, if you think up one possibility, which could be writing a book, it's of course not possible to do that in a day. But what is the first action step you can take to make this more of a reality, more of a possibility today? Because if you think, okay, when I go on my summer vacation, I will start writing my book. Well, no. Why am I saying no? I'm going to talk about that later today. But you have to start right now, today, to set the wheels in action. It doesn't mean that you have chosen the only right possibility. You don't know yet, do you? It's like, I often give this example, it's like getting into your car, wanting to go for lunch with a friend who lives across town. She's just moved, so you don't know exactly where she lives. In fact, you've got her address. So you put the address into the GPS and you set off. And the GPS takes you there if you take all the right turns, but you don't actually know, do you, that you've arrived before you do arrive? Because you're just going along all that time, aren't you? You haven't got any proof from the outer world, from outside your car, that you're actually getting there because you don't know where it is. You've never been, remember? She just moved. So can you see how getting to your purpose, well, you could actually be right on track, but you just can't see it yet. So this is what makes us sometimes stop on our journey, because we want outside signs that we are on track. But these outside signs might not be showing up when you want them to show up. So this demands some faith in you that you are on track, and then also some faith that if you are not on track, you will be stopped in your track, right? You will see signs that you are not on track if you're not on track. But if you are on track, actually, you won't even notice. Yes, let me just move on. So these are the action steps. It's important to do something today and not to wait, not to procrastinate. Leap into action, even though it might not be the exact right action, because there are so many right actions you can take. There is not just one. So moving on, I'm talking about Mike Dooley and playing the Matrix. And one of the quotes is, thinking big but acting small is thinking small. So this is all about aligning the outer with the inner purpose. Because if you're thinking big, if you think, I want to rock the world with my music, for instance, or I want to save or raise consciousness with my next book that I'm going to publish, and then you don't act in alignment with that, well, then that's exactly the same as thinking small. in my example of getting your book published, if you're thinking big, like my book will be a bestseller, but you're not writing it. And when you're writing it, you think, oh, well, this is not quite good enough. Well, then that is thinking small, and you will never get that bestseller out if that is how you're thinking. So if you thought you wanted to rock the world with your music, but you're not actually making any music, or you think, oh, this is rubbish, well, then can you see how this is all thinking very, very small? It's not thinking big. When you think big, you have to act big. So that was a little bit philosophical. So that is what I mean when I say that you need to align your inner and outer purpose. Your action steps must align with your dream. So think, what is your wildest dream? Let's dream big just for a minute here. What is your wildest dream? Like me at the moment, I'm dreaming of leading a retreat. So that would be my wildest dream for myself right now. So having this big dream, wow, I'd like to lead a retreat. Actually, I'd like to lead a beautiful retreat on self-love in Greece. I need to take an action step that is in alignment with that. If I go on the internet and search out places to lead retreats in Greece, well, then that would be an action step. But if I stay on the internet faffing about, doing only that, well, then very quickly, my action steps don't align with my dream because I will have to do something more. What is the next thing? Once I've found a place to do it, what is the next thing? Do you see? So you need to align all the time what you really want, your dream, what that is, with what you do. So if you want to publish a book, well, then you must be taking the action steps that lead you to a publisher or lead you to an editor, right? Finding out about how it works. Finding people who can help you, whatever you've decided is your first action step. So this is so important, and this is where I see so many people go wrong, unfortunately, because they're not doing what it takes to get them to their dream. They get discouraged, and maybe it's because they have been dreaming for a long time. Maybe they're getting discouraged because it's not happening. But you don't know what's around the corner, do you? You don't know. Anything could happen because you can't see it. But trust me, anything can happen when you put your mind to it. So let's talk a bit about manifesting your purpose. And this is your inner and your outer purpose in one. In order to manifest your purpose, you need to become the person you need to be to fulfill your purpose. Now, what do I mean by that? Become the person you need to be. Well, if you want to publish a book, well, then you need to be the author who publishes a book. You need to surround yourself with the people who align with an author. You need to be surrounded by perhaps books or book reviews or lists of people to contact. You need to be the person. How will that person dress? Where would that person go for lunch? Who would that person want to meet? And then go and seek those people. Start acting the way you will act when you're fully living your purpose. So once you've published your book, once it has become a bestseller, how would you be acting? What would you be doing? Start feeling into that. So today, you could actually start being the person you will be once you're fully living your purpose. So you're not only doing, you're also being. Do you see what I mean? So you might want to dress differently. You might want to redecorate your office. If you're going to spend a lot of time in there, you might want something different in there. You might want what a famous author has in his or her office or study. Do you see what I mean? You can align all these things so they all point you in the same direction, and that is straight to your best-selling book. And then I also say cultivate congruent experiences. And what do I mean by that? I mean that you can cultivate experiences that, I'm still talking about the example of publishing a book, you can still cultivate being an author and then getting into the situations where authors are. So maybe that would entail finding out where there are book signings, or maybe getting into an publisher circle or editor circle. Perhaps you could be a member of a club, either in person or on the internet, where authors get to share experiences with self-publishing, perhaps. So you go to events, and you go perhaps to networking events that are in alignment, not with where you are today, but with where you want to be. Do you see what I mean? So maybe your next professional appointment, you want to be having it at the Ritz and not in Subway. You see what I mean? You want to align both what you are and the experiences that you're having with your ultimate destination. So think about that. How could you have more of those experiences right now in your life? And then another thing to be thinking of is that you need to be in the present moment. And this is what also prevents people from living their purpose. It is not being in the present moment, because life is happening in the present moment. So if you're living in the past, you cannot make your purpose manifest. And if you're living in the future, you cannot make your purpose manifest. Why not? Well, because there's something you need to be doing right here, right now, for it to happen. So if you've got a tendency to be living more in the past, thinking about how the past was, thinking about how the past shaped you and how it's still influencing you, well, you're not in the present. And the power is in the present moment. Your purpose is not in the past. It is right here. And you might think that your purpose is in the future, but it isn't. It is actually here, right now. Because once you're living the future, if I can say it like that, once you're living that future moment, it will be the present, won't it? So lots of us are living in the present moment, wanting to be in the next moment. So what we are doing right now is just a means for getting us to where it is we want to be. But if you have a look at that and think, well, actually, what if I was here right now in the present moment, and this is what I wanted to do, and this is where I wanted to be? Can you see how this becomes so much more joyful instead of always be living for a time in the future? A time where you will be fully living your purpose, a time where you will feel abundant, a time where your housing conditions will be perfect, a time where, do you see what I mean? You can have all those right now. So if your dream is to have a swimming pool, well, you can be living that dream right now. You are on the way to your swimming pool, to feel into it now. Don't postpone your happiness till you've got the swimming pool. You are making it happen right now. And the action you take right now is what will bring you to your swimming pool. So live in the present. Make sure that you're not ruminating the past or worrying about the future, because neither of these are going to make your purpose manifest. Your purpose needs to be present in the present and not something in the future. So I just wanted to put out a few pointers to discovering your purpose, because I do realize that some of you are not totally clear on that. And you're not totally clear on all the possibilities that exist. So just to open up to them, could you try to do something new today? And when I say doing something new, it doesn't have to be anything major. You don't have to decide to go ballooning over South Africa, right? You can do something like having something different for lunch or for breakfast or for dinner. You can do something new by reading a book you would not otherwise have read. You could take a different route to work. You don't have to take the same one every day. Try and find something new you can do today. And it can be really, really little. It could just be wearing different clothes. It could just be, instead of phoning the person you always phone, phoning somebody different. So these little baby steps towards the new will actually start opening up so many doors to possibilities. And I think once you open up these doors, you will also be letting in a lot more joy and happiness at the same time. That is just an extra benefit to it. So try it out. Maybe you want to have a different hairstyle today. Try out something new and see how that feels. I would also like for you to try doing something differently today. So if you are a person of habit, you've got some habits. Well, if you could try to break those habits, I don't mean permanently. I just mean for today. Think of just one of your habits and think, how could I do that differently? Is it possible? So I'm not suggesting that you become a different person today, that you start changing all your habits. I'm just suggesting that you choose one and you think, right, I always do this and I always do it like that, but let me just try something different. Try doing something differently will actually also get you used to take on different things. It will get you to be excited about doing things that are new to you instead of feeling afraid, because you'll be training yourself. You'll be flexing your muscles for change and difference. So you're actually stepping out of your comfort zone. So you can't both be in your comfort zone and your courage zone. You have to be in one or the other. So this is a very mild way of getting you out of your comfort zone and opening up to your courage zone. Then I'd also encourage you to value yourself as a person. And why am I saying that? Well, I told you right from the start that I'm into self-love. And that doesn't mean that I'm full of myself. Right? It doesn't mean that I think I'm better than other people. It means that I love myself so I can love other people. That is what it means. So, is that your case? Do you value yourself for all the gifts, all the abilities, and all the imperfections that you are? Do you really value yourself as you would value a very dear friend, a partner? Because once you start valuing yourself as a person, I think that this will open up more doors Once you value yourself, you can really start dreaming big. You can start digging into what it is your soul really aspires to, because you'll be taking yourself seriously. You will be valuing that dream. It will be a valid dream because you are valuable. So, if you're not very good on self-love, I'd just like to remind you that we are doing the self-love activation course again in May. So keep your eyes open for that. The self-love activation course is going to be repeated in May, and of course you can enroll in that. And if you're on my newsletter list, I'll be telling you all about that through a newsletter, so keep your eyes out. And please feel free to join that when the time comes. You also need to take care of this valuable person that you are. So you might need to step up on your self-care. I don't know whether you're used to doing a lot of self-care, and I don't mean grooming with self-care. I don't mean taking care of your nails or whatever, always combing your hair or something. This is perhaps part of it, but it is not the essential part. Taking care of you as a lovable person is listening to yourself. It is taking yourself seriously. It is respecting your boundaries and lots of other things. So this is perhaps something we could talk about too if you request a session with me. So this is an important bit, I think, to finding your purpose and living your purpose. It is really essential that you feel empowered as the person that you are. And you can do this through cultivating a relationship with yourself. And that is really treating yourself as if you were your own best friend. And when you think of it, who is the person with whom you're going to spend the most time in your life? Well, it is yourself. So why don't you take yourself off to the cinema sometimes? Why don't you treat yourself to lunch in a posh restaurant? Why don't you sometimes buy yourself the best? Why is it always just for other people? Why can't we do it for ourselves? So I can talk a lot more about that, but I'll just move on because I can see that we're coming to an end here. So as I just said, with everything I've been talking about here, I can help you. And you can request your free clarity session with me if you click on the link that you're looking at, if you're looking at your computer. If you're listening via your phone, I don't think you can click on it. In fact, I'm not sure. But I'll be sending out the replay details in just a few minutes. And I'll be sure to include this link. It takes you to a questionnaire, to a quiz, so that I just get a little feeling of what it is that you are looking for, so that I can see whether I can help you. Because if I can't help you, well, I'll just tell you so, right? So once you fill in the form, the questionnaire, you will get an email from me saying whether we can have a free session or whether I think it's not quite the time for you. So please go ahead if you feel like it, request a free session either by clicking here or by clicking on the link I'm going to include in the replay. And let me get on to anybody's questions. I can't see anybody raising their hands. Oh, in the Q&A I've got a question from Lisa from Liverpool. Hello, Lisa. She says, I'm out of a job. And I don't know whether I want to get another job or start a business. Wow, that's exciting. That's really exciting. So, yeah, I've got lots of things. Oh, sorry, I'm reading other messages at the same time. So I'm not being that concentrated. I'm sorry. you don't know whether to get a new job or starting your own business, I presume. Well, that is really fascinating. Well, it really depends. Why don't you go and knock on both doors? Why don't you write up your CV or your resume and start sending that off at the same time as you investigate possibilities for starting a business. I don't know what sort of business you want to start. It sounds exciting, but it'd be lovely to know a bit more about that so that we can determine some action steps for you to take. Starting a business could be anything, but if you can try and work on both, then you can see what door is open. Try and knock on all the doors, both the other job doors and the how to start your own business doors, and see which one will open. Then I've got Donna, who doesn't say where she's from, but she says, I've always wanted to start a business, right? But have never dared to go ahead. So many things are holding me back. Wanting to start a family, waiting for our housing situation to be better, lack of funds, etc., she says. Well, if you've always wanted to start a business, why is that? Maybe you should journal a bit about that. What are the reasons why you want to start a business? So that is going back to your soul's desires. What are your soul's desires, and how will they be, how will they come to expression in your business? They could be intimately linked. But when you say that there are so many things holding you back, like wanting to start a family, could be difficult to start your own business at the same time when you've got a toddler. So you really have to choose. But maybe starting a business doesn't have to be like a full-time head-on experience. Maybe you could start a small business. Maybe you could do like Mike Dooley and start something from home that you could do on the internet. So maybe you could just be sort of feeling the terrain before you go full on and start a really full-time business. So a business can be part-time too. You don't have to go full-time straight away. So I don't know whether you have to make a lot of money or whether you can leave your job or whether you're still having a job. So there's lots of things we could talk about if you request a free session here. When you say that you're waiting for your housing situation to be better, well, I think all waiting is really procrastination. So can I just discourage you from thinking that circumstances have to be different, because there will always be something the matter. Circumstances are never ideal. So I don't know how you're living, but depending on the business you're starting, it could have nothing to do with how you're living, right? Actually, once you start living your purpose, you'll find out that your housing situation will just resolve itself. I'm saying that, but I don't know anything about your housing situation. But it often is the case that once you get to work on one area in your life where you start creating flow, well, then that just pulls with it a lot of other situations where you experience flow. So this often happens when you start working on yourself. You will see that when you make progress in one area, well, you make progress in another one too. But you start by concentrating on one of the areas. So there's this story of a woman who was really depressed because she was getting divorced, but she didn't want to. She was a heavy smoker. She was overweight. She was unemployed. And through a lot of circumstances, she decided to go walking in the desert. So she gave herself 1 year to get into shape so that she would be able to drag herself across the desert. And she did. And once she'd done that, well, all these changes came into her life. She lost the weight. She stopped smoking. She found a job. All these things happened because she decided on doing one thing. And so when you introduce change in one area of your life, you will see that it follows in every other area. And just to finish quickly, when you say you've got a lack of funds, well, this, you just need to get really practical about how much you need, because this is fear holding us back. Often we think, oh, you need a lot of money to start a business. And it could be true, but it could also be not so true, because once you have a look at exactly how much you need, then you can start looking at ways of getting that sum of money. So, but I think we'll go into greater detail with that when we talk, if ever you request a session, Donna. So I hope to be talking to you soon. Thank you to everybody for listening live here or listening to the replay. Let me just check the Q&A so I'm not missing anything here. Oh. Right. Right. Hello, Sally. Okay. Yeah, she says, yeah. Okay, lovely to see you here. Leap into action. Thank you, Bunny. Yeah. Inspired for new possibilities. Oh, well, you're all great. Thank you very much for having joined me. I can't see a decided question here. So I just say thank you very much for listening. I'll be sending out the replay, and you can click on the link to the questionnaire to request your free session. So our next webinar is on the 6th of February. It's a Tuesday, and it will be about living consciously. So maybe you'll want to come to that one too. Anyway, thank you for now. Hope to connect with you very soon. Bye for now.